Hallelujah. Somebody shout. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's none like him in all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to get out early tonight, Tyrone. Glory to God. Glory to God. Giving honor to our pastors, to those that are viewing us, to each of you. I honor you. I praise God for this opportunity. I give him all the glory and all the praise to be able to stand before you with the word. With a word from God. With a word from God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this great opportunity. You're a good, good Father who give us good gifts. We thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your peace. We thank you, God, that our heart are ready to receive and our ears are ready to hear. And we will give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to get right into the word. I thank Pastor for giving me this opportunity. And I praise God. I do praise God. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. We are talking about the whole armor of God. In the evil day, put it on. Put it on. It said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the ruler of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. A word from God I received a few weeks ago, I was just kind of meditating, you know. It says, God's way, God's results. God's way, God's results. And Paul is telling us here in Ephesians to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And that's a good thing. He's telling us we don't have to be strong in our own strength, but we can be strong in him and in his might. So whatever it is he tells us to do, we don't have to do it in our own strength. No human power. In our own human power, we are not able to withstand against the strategy of the enemy. What I'm saying, we are no match for Satan in the flesh. And we don't have to be. Paul telling us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He telling us to put on the whole armor of God so that we can stand against the strategy and scheme of the devil in the evil day. In the evil day, he tells us to gird our loins with the truth. Know what God's word has to say about you. And be doers of the word and not just hearers only. Because we ain't wrestling against flesh and blood. The tricks of the enemy. And he on his job 24/7. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Know what God's word has to say about you. Jesus had to use the word of God on Satan. We have to use the word of God on Satan too. Jesus had to tell Satan, Satan, it's written. Satan, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Paul is telling us here, we need to be prepared for the evil days. This is not a physical fight. Glory to God. We need to prepare ourselves for the evil days. Hallelujah. He tell us to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Stand for what you know is right in the evil day. Stand for what you know to do that is right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He tell us to shod your feet with the gospel of peace. Get your foot gear on. Get it ready. Be ready to share the good news with others. Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 52:7 to be ready to proclaim the peace of God. In other words, be ready to share the good news of God to other folk. What you say, Landry, how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel. Shod your feet. Get your feet ready to tell others about the good news of God. Amen. Put it on. Put it on. Put it on. Put your shoes on. Get ready to share the word of God. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He tell us, you know, it's a lot of power in the word of God. It's power in this word. And if we work the word, the power works. Glory to God. Glory to God. He tell us to take the shield of faith so that we can shield ourselves from the enemy. The shield of faith will cover us from the temptation that's all around us. And there's temptation everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's temptation. He tells us to take the shield of faith so that we'll be able to stand in the evil days. Take the shield of faith to cover ourselves from the enemy. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. He tells us to put on the helmet of salvation. What you talking about, Paul? Renew your mind with the word of God. Satan will mess with us in our mind. Paul is telling us to renew it with the word of God so that we can prove what is good and acceptable in his sight. Don't be conformed to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may be able to prove what is good and what is right. If you conform to the things of the world, I mean, shoot, if I conform to the world, I come out cussing a many days. You know what I'm saying?